I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Human connection. Certainly, it can be so very complicated at times, what with our diverse, sometimes colliding personalities, politics, and predilections. And yet, often, human connection is so basic, so fundamental, so instant. The German novelist and philosopher Goethe said it so beautifully. The world is so empty if one thinks only of mountains, rivers, and cities. But to know someone here and there who thinks and feels with us, and though distant, is so close to us in spirit, this makes the earth for us an inhabited garden. And now you'll hear some remarkably wise words from 13-year-old Elizabeth Chivers, who has learned so early in her life about what it means to connect, really connect, with another human being.
My pencil barely skimmed the sheet of math homework as I blocked out the sounds of classmates laughing and chatting. Hey, Sydney bent down over my desk, a sheet of graph paper grasped in her hand. What did you get for 56? I glanced up at her, pencil frozen mid-number. Okay. Do you want me to explain? Yeah, was her response. I walked her through it. Hold on. She stopped me about halfway through, pointing out a mistake. You missed that. If you fix it, you'll get something a little greater for X. But I think I figured it out. Thanks for the help. Oh, thanks, I replied, looking up at her. A gentle smile danced at the tip of my lips, and I caved, letting them spread into a grin. She flashed one back, spinning around and settling back to do her work. If I hadn't helped Sydney out, I would have gotten a question wrong, as would she. Neither of us would have understood the problem. We'd have wandered into math class with half-hearted ideas barely patched together. I believe every step you take to help someone will bring you forward 3. I believe that kindness towards others helps you as much as it does them. I believe in the power of generosity. The chipped and dirty white stairs creaked beneath my feet. Gripped in my sweaty palm was an American Girl doll I'd had for who knows how many years. She had ragged brown hair, bangs, and a worn school uniform. Painted onto her lips was a whisper of a smile, barely there, yet always there. I reached the top of the steps, a young girl bursting open the door to her apartment, brown eyes alight with anticipation. By extending my arm and offering the doll to her, I earned myself a ridiculously incredulous look, as if she wasn't sure it was for her. I nodded, and she shrieked with glee as she took it into her hands. Her voice heavily accented with Arabic origins, she said thank you, mouth stretched to the edge of her face, accommodating her smile. The mother busied herself with making a kettle of tea, her English rapid, persuasive, urging us to settle into the spice-scented home. And we did. The homey apartment opened its arms and pulled us into a cushioned hug. As the mother explained their journey to America, everything melted away as we forgot that we were helping them. Weren't they the ones helping us with their deep layers of welcome and care? But we were helping them. And whether you're explaining a math problem or integrating a family into their new home, it's bound to be an amazing experience for the giver and receiver. Before I fully settled in, she grabbed my hand, leading me into the tiny bedroom. A gentle bubble of warmth welled up inside me as the joyous Syrian refugee and I sat playing, smiling, lips wide, teeth shining, eyes alight.
Elizabeth Chivers is a seventh grade student at the Wheeler School in Providence. She lives with her family in Wakefield, Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.